Welcome back to The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. All right, the Woodlands Institute for Health and Wellness is a great, great practice out there in the Woodlands area, one that I actually aggressively look for regarding some of my own health issues, and it's a practice with a difference. And I'm going to let Dr. McManus, who is the founder of that practice out there, tell us a little bit about that difference on today's program. And they helped immensely, and I'm delighted to be able to have them be able to spend some time here on the program to talk about the help they provided. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Kevin.
All right. Real quickly, you know, when you're talking to someone, you're meeting someone, particularly, say, outside of the office, and they find out you're a doctor, they'll say, hey, well, what's the difference about the Woodlands Institute for Health and Wellness? What's your answer?
Well, I typically say that in medical school, we doctors learn two basic things. We learn how to cut things out with knives, and we learn how to band-aid symptoms with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of band-aiding symptoms with drugs, as a wellness physician, I look at all of the patient's symptoms as a whole and look for the underlying causes of these clusters of symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, very good. And so with that, what is the challenge that you have as a doctor taking more of dealing with a problem approach versus the Band-Aid approach? Because the Band-Aid approach, the benefits of the Band-Aid approach, if you will, and of course we're on radio, so people don't see me using quotation marks when I say benefits, but is you know, but basically immediate relief, although usually trading it off with new symptoms or different types of symptoms. But at least there seems to be some kind of immediate addressing of what's taking place. What's the challenge of taking more of a causal approach in your practice?
I would say a major challenge is having to incorporate a lot of the art of medicine in addition to the science of medicine, and really listening to the patient. I mean, I've been doing this so long that I most of the time I have a clear picture that I see the patient's forms, I see them on paper, and I know what's going on. But we can't fully rely on blood tests and other types of diagnostics often to deal with a lot of the complaints that patients have. And, you know, if you go into the doctor's office and complain of fatigue, there's not a magic pill you can take for that. Mm-hmm. And often blood work looks normal, and then you're left in the office saying, well, now what, doc? But the way that we would address fatigue, for example, is say, well, okay, you've got these other symptoms that look like a thyroid problem. Even though your thyroid levels look normal, this could be an issue, and we might need to address your thyroid function, which is your internal engine, and rev up that engine. And we can do that sometimes with thyroid medication, but often we'll address the things indirectly affecting thyroid at a cellular level, such as vitamin deficiencies and other hormonal imbalances. And so, you know, I would say most of the time it's not a big challenge because it's what we do on a daily basis, but very, very occasionally we still get stumped.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would think you have a challenge with your patients as well, though. Of course, a lot of the patients, by the time they get to you, I know in my case, this was my case, by the time they get to you and you've talked to other doctors who frankly sound like they're from another planet because they don't seem to get what's going on with you, they're probably your patients are probably pretty compliant by the time they get to you, or at least many of them are. But doing things your way, you know, the Woodlands Institute is really different from what they've seen at any other medical facility. There's a whole lot of personal responsibility and accountability and changes they have to take in order to make themselves better.
Oh, gosh, that is true. I say every day to my patients, I can lead a horse to water. So I guess that is another challenge sometimes. It's great. I mean, I see all kinds of people, genders, ages, doesn't matter, but it really takes two to tango. And I can tell that patient what to do till I'm blue in the face, but that patient does have to make those changes. And we, of course, hold our patients' hands and help them make those changes. But I would say the dietary changes are the hardest thing for people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, especially since they are surrounded constantly but with really bad food, you know, and there's stores out there. I think of For example, Whole Foods, for example, is a good example, and it's not an endorsement for Whole Foods, especially when you hear the entirety of my statement, because although it's often one of the only places that you can find the right quality of food in order to have the higher quality of life and to address physical health needs, but even it's filled with a lot of stuff that people still shouldn't eat, those stores.
I know. I know. And, you know, people talk about how expensive it is to eat well. Well, it's a lot more expensive to take care of your health when you're in the doctor's office every week and having to go get CAT scans and you're on 12 prescription drugs. That's a lot more expensive than, you know, eating fresh produce.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Not to mention much more stressful. My goodness. And the opportunity costs of not doing things that you would normally do, like make money while you're in a CAT scan. Oh, man, that's just unbelievable. When people come to see you, you know, kind of give us the three main things that you're dealing with typically. What is the three most common issues that you're dealing with health-wise for new patients?
Oh, gosh, I could list 15 easily. But
we don't have enough
time,
so I'm limiting it to three.
Yes. I would say fatigue, just people being really tired is a huge one. Weight gain. And depression, very, very common.
Okay, so fatigue, weight gain, and depression. Of course, weight gain, you know, we have people here who like to boast America is one of the only countries in the world where it's poor people are obese, you know, and as if that's something to be proud of. The problem is they're really being fed garbage that it's really almost impossible for them to get, quote, full from, to feel nourished, because there's very little nourishment in what they're eating.
That's right. Your body never gets the signal from your stomach to your brain to shut down the hunger centers, because you're never satisfied. Your body's still eager to get the nutrients, and when you're just feeding it these empty calories with chips and pretzels and fast food, the hunger centers just never shut off.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, so if you have suffered from those three areas she mentioned, or one of the other 12 I didn't give her enough time to mention, but you think they might be able to help you, I want to go over. I want to encourage you to go and check her out over there at the Woodlands Institute for Health and Wellness. You can go online at woodlandswellnessmd.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, and or also TWIHW.com.
There you go. Give that one more time.
Oh, TWIHW.com.
Right, and the phone number?
Is 281-298-6742.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have an 800 number, 866-680-WELL.
All right. Great discussion. I tell you what, you can enjoy your business all you want, but if you're not enjoying your health, you're not enjoying much of anything. That's why I like to get Dr. McManus on here. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
You bet. Much more for you right after this on The Price of Business.